We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Friday in Brevard County, Florida, and we are glad that you have tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are thankful that we've got to spend this time with you this week and looking forward to spending it with you today. I have been telling you off and on this week about our one-night kids VBS that is going to go on at Merritt Assembly of God tonight. The time frame for that will be 6 to 7:30. The theme is called Deep Sea Fishing, and Sharon Butler and her team have been working hard to get all of the preparations made for that, and so we encourage you, if you are looking for a family-friendly event to do with your kids tonight, bring them to Merritt Assembly of God, and they're going to be doing some things indoors, outdoors, having a great time. Probably not going to be the neatest event in the world as far as not getting messy and stuff like that, but hey, kids like to have fun. They slimed me at a slime party here, and all sorts of fun stuff, and so we want to invite you to bring your family out tonight. We also want to say thank you to Jets Concrete, 536-5804. If you need any block or concrete work done, you can give them a call. Recently, we received some mail from the Andersons, and said that they'd run into someone who was a regular listener to the radio broadcast, and we're very thankful for that person. That and they said that they really enjoy the program, and so we're grateful that there are listeners out there. Also, we want to tell you about Terizzi Auto Sales and Repair, 636-4910. They're on Clear Lake Road, just about 2 to 3 blocks south of Dixon, on the west side of the road. They are right there by a Korean church on Clear Lake Road. And if you need to buy an automobile, or perhaps you want to keep yours and are looking for it to be repaired, and I can recommend them highly. They've worked on a number of our vehicles, as well as we've purchased one from there as well. And so tell Joe and Michael over there that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast. So we've been talking about fasting, and we're asking our church to fast beginning Sunday, 20 meals over 20 days. 20 meals over 20 days. That's something that most of us can do pretty regularly. You could do it, you know, 3 meals a day times 7 days, get you 21 meals. You could do it every other day. You'd accomplish it in 2 weeks. And so over a 3 week period of time, the 8th through the 28th, 29th, we're asking our congregation to follow the Lord's leading and ask him what they should fast. So we are putting this teaching on fasting into practical application. So we have been talking about some of the benefits that come from fasting. And so I want to take you back to Isaiah 58 today. Isaiah 58, yesterday we had concluded with the realization that there's healing even for our bones that comes when we start doing things the way that God wants us to. He can bring healing all the way down to parts of our body that we really don't care to see. I have been injured at one point in time to the point that I could see a bone, and I didn't really care for it that much. Just saying. So we really like the fact that the healing power of God can penetrate even to those areas that we cannot readily access. Amen? So let's get back into Isaiah 58 and begin reading with verse number 11. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. We do want to remind you before we get into this passage that this Sunday morning I will be beginning a series titled Jesus the Healer. Jesus the Healer. And so we're going to be sharing that truth from God's word frequently during 2017 because Jesus is our healer. So let's look at the next. We talked about healthy bones. It says, you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. One of the other benefits that comes from fasting and doing what God tells you to do and living the way that he wants you to is that he will nurture you and prepare you and I for fruitfulness. He will prepare me for fruitfulness. He will prepare you for fruitfulness. That means that he keeps the proper nutrition flowing, the proper hydration, the proper environment, everything, the protection from invasive attacks. All of that God will do for us because he wants you and I to be fruitful. He doesn't just want you to be saved. He wants you to be fruitful. He just doesn't want you sitting in church on Sunday morning. He wants you fruitful. And so he will nurture us, prune us where necessary, to make sure that we are producing the fruit that is pleasing and acceptable in his sight. As we're launching into this new year of 2017, I want to ask you, how is your level of fruitfulness? You know, we celebrate our victories, but we also realize that with greater obedience is going to come greater fruitfulness. God will nurture us, provide for us so that we can be fruitful. We talk about the faithful servant. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. But if you look at those parables that Jesus told, those parables that are those servants that are identified as faithful were also fruitful. They were faithful to implement the strategies, the business practices that the master utilized on a daily basis himself. And as stewards of his resources, they said, we are going to implement these talents in the same manner in which the master does. So the 5 and the 10 produced 5 and 10, and the 5 and the 2 produced 2 and 5. And it was only the person that felt like they could lose it all if they implemented the strategy that the master had that was said to be a wicked and lazy servant. So you and I need to realize God positions us and prepares us to be fruitful. Be a soul winner this year. Produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit this year. Abide in the Holy Spirit and you will produce the fruit of the Spirit. These are all things that God wants us to do. From there, it goes on and it says, those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. Our mission at Merit Assembly of God is to restore value spiritually and relationally. People are God's greatest commodity. He loves people. He loves you more than gold. He loves you more than silver. He loves you more than the most precious stone. He gave his only begotten son for you. He is focused and intentional about reaching you with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wants to restore you to the value that you once had. Sin destroys value. Repentance restores it. Okay, I'll say that again. Sin destroys people's value, but God restores it. And that's why you will find the farther you get away from God's word and living in a manner that is pleasing to him, that you will find you will feel more and more worthless. You will feel more and more challenged. And God doesn't want that for you. It is the reality that he created you in his image. He sent his son so that none would perish, but all would have everlasting life. He wants to restore value, not just eternally, though, but he wants to restore value to you and I now. I believe that a lot of people have the mindset that, well, I'm just going to do the best I can here in this life, and boy, it's going to be wonderful when we get to heaven. But they've pretty much given up on being of any value to anybody, including God, here on this earth. God wants to make you valuable to himself. He wants you to make you valuable in the kingdom. He wants to make you valuable to your family. He wants to restore value. And so you and I, we need to refocus our mindset. Fasting would recalibrate those things that come into focus in our lives. Many people are looking for things that are already pristine, where all of the hard work has been done. But when you and I are fasting, God will give us a mission, and he says, I want you to restore something that once was vibrant, but is now desolate and abandoned. And I will tell you this, it is a lot easier to give birth than it is to resurrect. So what God is saying, that in the way that I understand it here in this passage, is you are going to, with the help of God, as you begin to fast and draw near to God, you are going to be able to tackle the most difficult challenges. You are going to be able to restore things that have been abandoned and are no longer considered of any value. You're going to see beauty where other people see desolation. So allow God to give you that assignment, divine assignment. Say, God, how can I restore this? When you look at people, do not look at their present reality. Instead, I want you to focus on them with their kingdom potential, with their eternal potential. What could God do through that man or through that woman? And listen, if people could not be utilized to help accomplish a mission, the devil wouldn't be so fixated on them. The devil wants to focus on people, and he wants to use people to derail them from their eternal destiny. God wants to make you a trophy of his grace, and he wants to make you a spirit-empowered child of the living God so that you restore that which the enemy has destroyed. So be a person that restores things. Don't look at things and say, you know what, that situation is hopeless. Look at it through the eyes of faith and say, you know what, I believe that God can do something here. That's why throughout my ministry, it's been about focused on things that other people have not necessarily seen the value in. And so we've done that with our homes. We do that with our cars. That's just the way that God has chosen to do or chosen to utilize us. Let's move on to the next point. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. So I've got about three things that I would like to share with you here about the repair of the breach. One of them is the term bridge builder came into mind when I was preparing for this broadcast. The bridge builder is somebody who says, okay, there's a savior over here and there's a sinner over here, and we need to bring those two together because our savior can reconcile that relationship. And so we tend to be a bridge builder. If you ever talk to somebody and they say that they have a history of burning bridges behind them, or as they tell their story, you see that they burn their bridges behind them. I want to challenge you. That's not the way God wants you and I to live. He's looking for us to build relationships and to help bridge that gap wherever there may be a broken relationship. A person who is a repairer of the breach fills in what is missing. The picture here is of a breach in the wall, and there was material that had once been there, probably stones or blocks. They were once there, and now they are no longer there. And God says, when you are fasting and you are doing everything that I've told you to do, all of a sudden you are going to begin to fill in what is missing. You are not going to look at what you don't have. You are going to look at what you do have. Fill in the gap. A couple of years ago at our experience conference over in Lakeland, Wilfredo de Jesus, Choco de Jesus, was the speaker, and he said, I was looking for a man to stand in the gap. God's looking for somebody who will say, you know what, God is big enough to repair that breach. You and I, we need to be people who are repairer of the breach. And the third thing is, whenever you fill in the gaps in the wall, what you are doing is you are reducing enemy access points. You are eliminating entry points that the enemy could use to come into your life. As you begin this new year, why don't you take a little bit of time and evaluate your life? You know, I've been reviewing what all went on in 2016 and a number of the things that God has done, and we're very thankful for that. But if you look at your life and over the past year, there's going to be some successes that need to be celebrated, and there are going to be some disappointments. There are going to be some things that you could have done better. And so I want to ask you, what access points did the enemy use in your life? It could be movies, it could be computer, it could be an addiction that you need to get rid of. There may be some things that the enemy is utilizing, and God saying, as you draw near to me, I'm going to give you strategies. You are going to fill in the gap, and the enemy is not going to be able to access those points in your life again. I have some tremendous friends who God has delivered them from things that other people said, it's hopeless. There's no way that anybody can get liberated from this stuff. And I know people that have. I know that God is a person that fills in the gap. I know he can help you live a life of victory instead of one where the enemy comes in at his beck and at his, you know, whenever he wishes to, whatever he desires, and causes you to bow to his every whim. That's not what God wants. God wants you to be able to submit to God, resist the devil, and the devil flee. The other thing is the restorer of streets to dwell in. Whatever God has you to do, it will be for the sake of people. It's going to be for the sake of people to live and not just be a pristine work of art. Too many people look at the project and say, oh, look at that beautiful project. And I believe that God wants to look at it and say, how is this going to make people better? How are you going to become a better person? in 2017? How are you going to become a more fruitful person, a better reflection of God in 2017? God wants you and I to be working in such a manner that it is going to benefit other people, and they're going to have a desire to live in the environment where God is exalted, the wisdom of God is employed, the people of God live by the decrees of God. People want to live in such an environment. That's why about the fruit of the Spirit, it says, against such there is no law. It is an appealing environment. Where would you rather live, a place where there is peace or a place where there's constant war? I saw a documentary not too long ago. It was a brief one. I didn't watch the whole thing, but it showed two civilizations of what they were 40 years ago and what they look like today. 40 years ago, they were places of peace and joy and prosperity, and today they are war zones. They're desolate. There's no joy there. And I know that if I had my choice of places to live, I would want to live where there is peace and joy and righteousness rather than wickedness and misery and strife. Create for inhabitants. The next thing I want to share is to delight yourself in God. Delight yourself in God. God is not a tyrant. You know, as you begin to know Him, you are going to find more and more that He is a loving Heavenly Father. He is a loving Savior. He has your best interest in mind. And He says, verse number 14, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. Now, I can't make you, I can't make anybody else happy. I can't make them want to serve Jesus. All I can do is live out as an example. I can tell them how wonderful He is. I can tell everybody what a blessing it is to walk in fellowship with God. I can tell them of how great it is not living with condemnation over your head. But every person has to decide for themselves whether you are going to delight yourself in God or whether you are not. Delight yourself in the Lord. The world has seen more than its share of miserable Christians. Please, if you're a child of the living God, let your face know about it. If you're a child of the living God, let the joy of the Lord strengthen you and empower you and transform you so that when you go out, that you are a walking billboard for a person that is not miserable as a child of God, but you are thrilled to be a child of God. The last thing is you receive the heritage from the Lord. When you and I fast, we have said we are going to set aside this, and God says, as you have set aside this, I am going to impart to you this. I'm going to give you the heritage of Jacob, your father. Your inheritance is going to be bestowed upon you. Now, I want to tell you, it is a multifaceted inheritance. There is spiritual blessings, there are emotional blessings, there are financial blessings, relational blessings, provisional blessings. There are all sorts of blessings that come from the inheritance. But the greatest part of our inheritance is that God is our Heavenly Father. That is our greatest reward. Don't ever settle for the secondary when God has that as part of His entourage, but He wants us to realize what a blessing it is to have Him in our life. Coming through the holidays, most of the time that I've talked to people, I know a lot of people that had family members that passed away during this season, and they all would tell you that the one thing that they would like is just a little bit more time with that loved one that they had. I wrote down some conclusions as I was preparing for this series, and so I want to share these with you over the next couple of minutes. Fasting impacts our priorities. Fasting makes God a higher priority and makes us a lower priority. It changes our daily activities. We begin to do the things that please God instead of focusing on the things that please us. It changes us emotionally, where we're not combative all of the time, but instead we are satisfied, we are rejoicing, we are thankful for our God. It changes us emotionally. It changes us emotionally, where we do begin to experience the joy, and we realize that it is a delight to be in God's house, and it's a delight to be a child of God. It changes our community, because now we are no longer a tax on our community. We are a blessing to our community. We're edifying and we are restoring it on a regular basis. It changes us physically. We talked about that on yesterday's program, where it satisfies our souls and strengthens our bones. I believe that fasting has many physical benefits. In fact, I was told years ago that in zoos across the country, that they have a set-aside fasting day for the animals that they have in their zoo, because in the wild, they do not eat every day. They want to try and keep them as close as they can to their natural environment. And it changes the spiritual climate of a community. Righteousness exalts a nation, but I wish more people would choose it. I wish more people would choose it. So a lot of times, in wrapping this up here, a lot of times people will try and approach fasting from the mindset of influencing God, trying to convince him to do what we want him to do. God says, when you fast the way that I want you to fast, I'm going to start by changing you. It's going to change your community, and it's going to change the atmosphere, and it's going to be a marvelous, marvelous change. So I hope that you will join us on this journey over the next 20 days, beginning on Sunday, 20 meals in 20 days, and pray about it. Ask what God would have you to do, and then do it and be faithful to it. I do want to remind you about the deep sea fishing VBS tonight, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. Also, my series, Jesus the Healer, will be beginning Sunday morning at 10:30. We encourage you to come and be a part of that. God bless you. You have a marvelous weekend, and we will see you next time right here on the Refresh Radio Broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Sing to be a man for my King. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my heart.